Some of Washington's most difficult-to-place foster youth are ending up in hotel rooms, out-of-state facilities, or on the street. That's because of a lack of group homes and other therapeutic places that can care for them. Now there's a push to dramatically increase state funding to serve these kids. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Welcome to Alpine.
Melissa Darlington begins a tour of a group home for boys tucked in the woods near Olympia. The first stop is a sparsely furnished living room.
They do group therapy in here?
Just off the living room is a smaller TV and reading area. This is for kids who follow the strict rules of the house.
It's kind of a special treat. They get to relax away from the crowd.
Down the hall is a bedroom.
Arranged at his choice. It's bed in the middle of the room.
Darlington works for Service Alternatives, the company that runs this group home. She's giving this tour while the kids who live here are at school. They are five boys, ages 12 to 17, and they're victims of abuse and neglect. They have behavior issues related to their trauma, and it makes it so they can't live in a regular foster home.
We could be anywhere from their 15th to their 20th stay in foster care, and we try and work with them for 12 to 18 months. To get them in a place where they can go be with family.
But here's the thing. This home is a rarity. A decade ago, Service Alternatives ran 9 group homes like this in Western Washington. Then came the Great Recession. When the economy tanked, so did state tax revenues. Lawmakers started cutting the budget, and foster care wasn't spared. Service Alternatives ended up closing 7 of its 9 group homes.
So we lost 42 beds. And if you think about that over the last 10 years, that's at least 500 kids that didn't get to have the services. They went out of state, they're in hotels, the system is broken in that regard.
At the time, Ross Hunter was the Democratic chair of the Budget Committee in the Washington State House. He remembers making cuts to foster care.
It was one of the things I agreed to, and there's a bunch of things in hindsight I wished I had not agreed to, but you have to agree to something.
Today, Hunter is dealing directly with the fallout from those decisions. That's because he's now the secretary of Washington's new Department of Children, Youth, and Families, overseeing the foster care system.
I'm glad you're enjoying the irony here.
Here are the bad news numbers he's looking at. During a recent 12-month period, foster kids spent more than 1,000 nights in hotel rooms. And today, there are some 60 youth in out-of-state facilities. Hunter says he wants to bring all the out-of-state kids home within the next 2 years.
But in order to bring all of them back, I need to have a safe, therapeutic place for them to be.
Hunter says the solution is to dramatically increase the reimbursement rate the providers get. He points to a recent study that shows Washington's current reimbursement rate only covers 60 cents on the dollar of what it costs to run a therapeutic group home. Advocates are now calling on the legislature to increase funding by $50 million in the next 2-year budget.
This is definitely on the radar. It's definitely a priority.
This is Democrat Christine Rolfes, who chairs the Senate Budget Committee. She says higher reimbursement rates are needed not just for foster care, but for an array of social services.
You know, it all takes money, and we have to figure out where the priorities are and what rate gets us at least the first step towards where we need to go.
Back at Alpine House, program manager Elena Doyle says in her 15 years, she's seen therapeutic foster care work. She tells the story of a young teenager who came to live at this house. He was physically and verbally aggressive. He got in trouble with the police. But after a year,
we transferred him back home and worked with him for another 3 to 5 months. And he's still there. He graduated high school. Those are the fun stories of kids actually succeeding and going home.
Not every story has a happy ending, but Doyle and her colleagues say they are standing by ready to open more beds and serve more kids if the state comes up with more funding. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.